surprised Chelsea's start to the season?
Well, you can't say it's been anything other than a fantastic start. It's been, whether you can say unexpected in terms of Sarri came in and said, look, it's going to take 3 or 4 months to actually get the players to know exactly what I'm doing. And I think it still will. I think they're not exactly there. I think Chelsea have been lucky with the fixture list so far this season. And it's almost in that sense, it's been the teams that they've played has been pretty much perfect in terms of bedding down what Sarri wants them to do, because it is a changing culture and from under Antonio Conte. And it is a different style of football. I think they'll enjoy it more, not just in terms of matches, but in training as well. But ultimately, and I was actually at the Newcastle game, very difficult. Rafa, when he knows he how to set up a defensive team, very difficult to break them down. But you know what? Even if you're not playing well, the most important thing is to find the way to win. And that's what they've done so far. You know, obviously came from a goal down. You'd expect them to beat a team like Cardiff. But look, 5 wins out of 5, you can't ask for any more than that. Tougher games will come. But I think in that time, it's not just about the results. It's about the team evolving under Sarri. So in that sense, I think, you know, Chelsea have been quite lucky with the teams they've played. But it's 100% record. It's great.
When you're looking at that fixture, I mean, one of the features in the West Ham win was a very dogged midfield, 3 very solid players. Do you think they'll have enough to contain Chelsea?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I know, obviously, I'll have to be careful what I say here, because in one sense, I cannot win, but in another sense, I cannot lose. So, you know, two of my teams that I really want to do well, I think the way Chelsea are playing and the way they are evolving and the way that West Ham obviously will have a lot of confidence off the back of that Everton results and performance, but this is going to be tough for West Ham. I mean, I played for each club, against each club, and certainly West Ham, it has become a massive game. It used to be sort of West Ham Spurs, I think, amongst the fans. But I've spoken to the younger fans at West Ham, and they see West Ham Chelsea as probably the biggest one for them. Having said that, Chelsea, I think with the players they've got, I think that, yes, we talk about it still being evolving at the moment under Sarri, but let's face it, they're in a much better place than West Ham are right now. So if somehow West Ham can come away with a draw, they'll be absolutely delighted with that. The short passing game of Chelsea, you know, Jorginho has been absolutely fantastic. Eden Hazard is just, you know, he's up there with the best in the world right now. We were talking about other players being tired. Well, he doesn't seem to be tired coming off the back of the World Cup. You know, I'd like to know exactly what he's done, because he's almost got better, whereas other people have got more tired. So I think it's going to be very difficult for West Ham to get anything out of this game. And if they do get a draw, that's a fantastic result.
Scott, you mentioned Hazard maybe being the best player in Europe at the moment. It's something Sarri said. He said, I think he's among one of them, but I've changed my mind. He is now the best player in Europe. He also mentioned that he sort of wants him to score 40 goals, and he's already said that. Do you think he's capable of that?
I do think he's capable of that. I really do. I mean, I covered Spanish football for 4 years, and I saw Ronaldo and Messi, the way they did it. And you know what? He's just below them. And I think the only thing that has kept him below is perhaps the... I've not met him as such, but I've heard about what he's like, and also as a person and a trainer, he's a great lad. He's one of the boys. He works hard, but I don't think he quite realises how good he can be, and what exactly you need to do to get the every single last ounce out of yourself to be the best. Now, him trying at 50% is better than the rest of us could ever be, but if him trying at 100% and really believing that he can get up to the Ronaldo and the Messi level. If he gets under, I don't think under Conte that would have happened, because I think just the style of football doesn't really lend itself to him getting into those sort of positions on a regular basis. But I believe under Sarri, the way things can evolve, he will be looking for him. And of course, at Napoli as well, he played Mertens as like a false nine. So as much as they've got Giroud and Morata, we might see at some point this season Hazard playing in that sort of false nine, which means he's more central. But even if he's not, he can get into those positions, and the team, the way they play, can create those type of chances as well. So, listen, will he get to 40? If anyone gets to 40, that is an unbelievable season. Is he capable of it? Yes, I do think.